Welcome to Words and Music. I'm your host, Dave Mataloni, and for the next hour, we will be celebrating the long-awaited reopening of the Iron Horse Music Hall here in Northampton. That happened this past Wednesday. And we'll be doing that by playing a bunch of live tracks by artists I've seen perform there, like this one, Alejandro Escovedo.
Well, I walk, I crawl, but I never run. Sometimes I fall away like the setting sun. Well, I swim, I surf, but I never drown. Well, everybody says they love me, but I don't know why. Well, I watch you walk like a rhythm train. I love the way you kiss, I just can't stand the pain. Well, I believe in truth, but sometimes I've lied. Well, everybody says they love me, but I don't know why. Yeah, I don't know why. Woo! I don't know why. Thank you. Well, I walk, I crawl, but I never run. Sometimes I fall away like the setting sun. Well, I believe in truth, but sometimes I've lied. Well, everybody says they love me, but I don't know why. I don't know why. I don't know why. Don't know why. Don't know why. Don't know why.
Thanks a lot. Susan Vells on violin. David Polkingham on guitar. Mr. Matt Fish on the cello. And Mr. Brian Sandifer on the cello. Thank you so much.
So that was a very memorable, shiver-inducing night, courtesy of Alejandro Escobedo and his brilliant string quintet, recorded on December 6th, 2006, at the Iron Horse, where he sang, "I walk, I crawl, but I never run. Sometimes I fall away like the setting sun. I swim, I surf, but I never drown. Well, everybody says they love me, but I don't know why." And here's an artist that I also loved. He blew me away when I saw him at the Iron Horse. And his name is Luca Bloom.
Where is this place we've come to? We don't know what to say. We long to see each other. And are frightened of that day. You met me in a barren place. You walked me to the hill. We were so good for each other then. I know we could be still. Give up! You couldn't have come at a better time. You couldn't have come at a better time. Couldn't have come at a better time. Not if you tried. Oh no, not if you tried. Oh no. We have 500 questions between you and me. If you look into my eyes, my love, tell me what you see.
it something you're not sure of? Is it something true and fine? Or is it just another case of the right thing at the wrong time? No way, baby. Go on, Steve. You couldn't have come at a better time. You couldn't have come at a better time. You couldn't have come at a better time. Since we were forced together by the lakeside sky so blue, we were so good for each other. Me and you and me and you. Me and you. Me and you. You couldn't have come at a better time. At a better time, you couldn't have come at a better time. You couldn't have come at a better time. Not if you tried. Oh no, not if you tried. Oh no, not if you tried.
I think I finally understand the way a broken arm can hate the hand, the way a farmer hates his crop. Stricken, I'll provide some common shade. I finally woke up at the drive. It took the driver that he had to stop. And then he dropped onto his knees. You know these actors always die in a freeze. Sound of dialogue translated by a hack that gives me chills when she plays.
is silent, says I'm a fighter, but I can't feel my missing leg.
And we opened that pairing with Luca Bloom's You Couldn't Have Come at a Better Time. And our community would agree that when it comes to opening the Iron Horse, it couldn't have come at a better time. It's a venue that almost died from COVID. And Luca was followed by Winter Pills, who will be playing the Iron Horse on June 1st. And that will be my first visit to the refurbished venue. Really excited about that. And we heard a live version of Broken Arm, where Philip Price sings these lines. I think I finally understand the way a broken arm can hate the hand, the way a farmer hates his crop, the way a lawyer hates the honest cop. The smell of chamomile beneath my sickle blade will not comfort the cancer-stricken or provide some common shade.
Same old place you laughed about.
Well, the names have all changed since you hung around,
but those dreams have remained and they've turned around.
Who'd have thought they'd lead ya?
Who'd have thought they'd lead ya?
Back here where we need
ya. Back here where we need ya.
We tease them a lot, cause we got them on the spot. Welcome back.
Welcome back. Welcome.
Yes, welcome back, Iron Horse. And of course, that song was made famous by John Sebastian, who wrote it. But we heard the Parlor Room Collective All-Stars sing it, and the Parlor Room took over. It's a nonprofit that took over the Iron Horse. And some of the voices that you heard for that song are, you know, kinds of people you're going to hear playing in this area. Of course, the song was made popular for as the kind of theme song of Welcome Back, Kotter, a TV show from the 70s. And since it was written as a TV show thing, it was only a minute long, but the viewers loved the song. And so John Sebastian decided to stretch it out and make it into a single. And Sebastian recalled in an interview how it all began. I got a call from a guy from Brooklyn who was writing a TV show. I saw a pilot, read some early scripts, and went away thinking, I could hit this out of the park. I came back with this song, Welcome Back, and the reaction was to change the name of the show from Kotter to Welcome Back, Kotter. In his first attempt at writing it, Sebastian tried including Kotter in the lyrics, but he could only rhyme Kotter with otter. So it didn't make the cut.
We were driving back from the country one night. Mom and Dad up the front, the rest of us snug and tight. My kid brother grizzled for a little minute till my big sister told him he better quit it or die. It had been a long day in the countryside, playing with the cousins on my mother's side. The sound of the radio closed our eyes, drifting across the sea. Then I fell asleep. Well, I don't know what woke me up. Maybe a country song or a big truck passing by. But I could hear Mama and Papa talking. Papa said something, and Mama began to cry. No more words than just soft songs, and my head began to throb. I just lay there playing dog, breathing slow and deep. They thought I was asleep. They thought I was asleep. Sobbing stop, then they talk for a little, just too soft to hear. Daddy kept looking at the side of her face, one hand on the wheel, one hand stroking her hair. The headlight shining from the other way showed tears on the cheeks of Daddy's face. I prayed for Jesus to send his grace and all our souls to keep. Back then I believed. They thought I was asleep. The night was dark and deep. How I wish I was asleep.
Now, one of the great things about the Iron Horse is you get to see artists that whose talent is just much bigger than that intimate venue, and some of them actually play in larger places quite often. And Paul Kelly from Australia is one of those. When he's in Australia, he plays in big venues, big theaters, big festivals, really popular. And he comes to the United States and he didn't catch fire here, so he gets to play these really intimate shows in places like the Iron Horse. And I was lucky enough to see him play several times there, and every time I was completely riveted for every minute of every show. On another note, what do Bruce Springsteen and I have in common? No, I'm not from New Jersey, although sometimes I sound like I do. But this next track might actually be able to give you a clue.
I was thinking about an overtime still in my mind. Well, I used to know a little girl high on this world. Your baby loves you more than you know. Raised on rivalry in rock and roll. Moving to the motor city, so she takes hold on the radio.
Well, we never had a lot of cash, but we love those kids. Some say that she missed the boat, she just burned the bridge.
Sundays in books we never read. Well, I was hoping someday we might meet again. She used to talk about astrology. She was born in June. She danced with strangers and celebrities, empty stars in the full moon. I was thinking about the universe for what it's worth. Oh, the one about the Phoenix bird that died and returned.
You're listening to WXOJLP 103.3 Valley Free Radio in Northampton. In this all-volunteer station, you know, we have a full slate of unique, locally produced programs for adventurous listeners like you. And so, can you support us? Yeah, you can. Just go to valleyfreeradio.org and hit that donation button and keep our cool programming going. And before the station ID, we heard Bruce Springsteen singing along with Jesse Malin. This was recorded back in 2020 in Asbury Park. And unfortunately, Jesse, a couple of years later, had a rare spinal stroke and is currently paralyzed from the waist down. We're hoping for a recovery. Jesse was great when I got to see him at the Iron Horse. And when I was there, he encored and he was singing Neil Young's Helpless. And he jumped off the Iron Horse stage. He marched up to my table. He stuck a microphone in front of my lips, and I was kind of under enormous pressure, and I had to sing "Helpless, Helpless, Helpless," kind of like that. And maybe I sounded a little bit like Lou Reed singing that. And so that's what I have in common with Bruce Springsteen. We both got to sing with Jesse Malin. Detroit or Buffalo. The Stone Coyotes live from the Iron Horse. Hearing that song today, it's just beyond sad. It took on a whole new level of emotion since the passing of Stone Coyotes drummer Doug Tibbles, the husband of Barbara Keith, who wrote that song back in 1973, way before the Stone Coyotes came together as a family band. And of course, it included John Tibbles, who played bass for the band. And by all accounts, Doug was a great drummer, but an even better person. Here's a song that may or may not have been recorded at the Iron Horse. Mm-hmm.
Sunset is an angel weeping, holding out a bloody sword. No matter how I squint, I cannot make out what it's pointing toward. Sometimes you feel facing the cage. I've proven who I am so many times. The magnetic strips worn thin, and each time I was someone else, and everyone was taken in. Powers chatter in high places, stir up eddies in the dust of rage. Set me to pacing the cage. Sometimes the best map will not guide you. You can't see what's round the bend. Sometimes the road leads through dark places. Sometimes the darkness is your friend. Today these eyes scan land for the coming of the outbound stage. Pacing the cage. Pacing the cage.
This is Valley Post Radio. I'm Isha Williams. More information about these and other articles is at valleypost.org. In Amherst on May 8th, police arrested 132 protesters at UMass. The protesters were calling for the university to stop supporting Israel's war on Gaza. Pulitzer Prize winner Colson Whitehead responded to the arrests by canceling his planned speech at UMass. The UMass Professors Union president said he supports the protesters. In other news from the Valley, for people in Brattleboro, the most popular way to find out what the state legislature is doing may be to read VT Digger. The website publishes just 2 letters a day and does not allow online comments. One member of VT Digger's board is the CEO of a fossil fuel company. The site does not say how its board members are chosen. VT Digger's top staff person and 2 of its board members did not reply to requests for comment for this report. Victor Picard is board chair at the Northampton-based group Free Press. He's a professor of media policy at the University of Pennsylvania. Picard told the Valley Post, quote, "All newsrooms should engage with the community. There should be democratic oversight. It sounds like VT Digger should be run more transparently and democratically," unquote. This has been Valley Post Radio. I'm Isha Williams. More information about these and other articles is at valleypost.org.
Rick Tanko, recorded live at, you guessed it, the Iron Horse in 1995, performing The Shape I'm In. I missed that show. Luckily, he made a CD of it, so we got to hear a track from that. And you know, he's one of those guys that has played larger venues with a band he used to be in. And he did play in front of 400,000 people or so at Woodstock. And we also heard fellow Canadian, Bruce Cockburn, and Pacing the Cage from his Slice of Life live record, which was recorded in the spring of 2008. And the tracks were recorded in Boston and Ithaca and Rochester, Sellersville, Pennsylvania, and the Iron Horse. And I believe that I was at that show where Pacing the Cage was recorded. I tried to listen to the audience to hear my voice, but I couldn't quite tell. Next up, we're going to have another Canadian singer-songwriter. And he made a memorable evening at the Iron Horse when his band was playing, and all of a sudden, the electricity went out. And this was Fred Eaglesmith, and if you know Fred, he's going to be undaunted. He just kept on playing because him and his band just grabbed some acoustic instruments and fans brought candles to the stage and they did an unplugged candlelight show. And then the lights came back on and then they played this really cool electrified set. And it was just one of those memorable nights. Here is Fred Eaglesmith.
Lucille was a woman and I was a boy, and it was obvious that she wanted more than a man her age could give her, and that was me. I was wild as a summer squall, blowing through town, no direction at all. I was wilder than even she could believe. I had a Cobra Jet 428 a 65 Ford and it ran great. Take it on out to where that gravel turns to road. Take it on up to 110, tires screaming in and out of the bends, and Lucille hanging on just as tight as she could. And it was crazy. But it sure was good. Lucille was 50 and I was 19, and you know it never bothered me, not even when they called out in the bar. I'd get tough and I'd bust some heads. Lucille would laugh when the cops got there. We'd sneak out the back and take off. Turned 45, and when I woke up, well, out in the driveway, my wife fixed that old car up for me. She'd had it in the garage for a week or two, and when I got it back, it was good as new. I started it up, and I took off down a highway. I drove on up to Randolph Heights. There's an old folks' home there. Lucille's sitting out there in the shade. I wheeled her around to the passenger door. I picked her up and put her in that car. And we took off like a Dust Bowl hurricane. And that Cobra Jet 428 and that 65 Ford, well, it ran great. was gone.
WXOJ is supported by the People's Music Network for Songs of Freedom and Struggle. PMN is a national network of people who use music, dance, storytelling, and poetry to promote progressive ideas and transform ourselves and our communities through music to bring about a better world. Find out more at www.peoplesmusic.org.
Here I go, bound for freedom, pay my truth, take the lead, not the preacher, not the Congress, not the millionaire, but...
So, with the Iron Horse reopening, and we also have the Parlor Room and Bombix and a whole bunch of other terrific venues that area fans can have access to all kinds of live music to indulge in. And, you know, one night I actually indulged in going to an Iron Horse show completely on a whim to see some touring bands I was completely unfamiliar with. And I came away enthralled by one particular band. Weaker Thans, also another Canadian act, and they're going to take us home with a tune they played that night called Left and Leaving. Thanks for listening, and this week, go out and support live music, wherever and whenever you can, and that would be doing good, for goodness sake.
Take me anywhere but here. Every birthday card I threw away.
time. Count yellow highway lines. You're relying on to lead you home. You're relying on to lead you home. You're relying.